Hey guys, it's Andy, the host of The Raunchy Truth. We're here to talk about relationships, dating, sex, parenthood, and much more. I hope you enjoy. Hi guys, and welcome back to The Raunchy Truth. I am Andy.
And I'm Kelly.
Okay. So, sorry guys, already distracted. My boyfriend said something, I didn't pick it up. Anyways, how was your week?
Oh my gosh. It was actually, I don't know, half good and half bad. Like, I feel like half the week I was super happy and like, ah! And then the other half of the week I was like depressed and crying. So it's like.
The world.
Just a normal day in the life of somebody with BPD.
We'll blame it on the weather.
Blame it on the alcohol.
Yeah, I can do that. Guys, once again, I am not an alcoholic, but I am drinking wine. It's my new thing. It helps me loosen up.
I'm drinking a Mountain Dew Kickstart, so I love that for me.
I'm drinking Moscato.
I almost always have like a Mountain Dew of some sort in my hand. I don't know.
This girl, I'm just going to say this because it's funny and I find it hysterical when she does it at work. She will come into work with arm full of veggies. I'm like, oh yeah, she's eating healthy. And then there's a Mountain Dew with her veggies. First thing in the morning.
Hey, it's who I am.
But she eats the whole container of the veggies.
It's about balance.
She doesn't really drink coffee, so I guess. Well, I guess it's acceptable.
I was gonna say I don't really drink coffee. Like, I'll have iced coffee every now and then, but like, or like the Starbucks double shots
or triple.
Yeah,
you're drinking a triple this morning. Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. So, But Mountain Dew is like my coffee, so I don't know. It's just, it's a problem. I know I shouldn't drink it. And
I feel like it's just so sweet in the morning. My taste buds are different in the morning.
No, for sure. And like, sometimes I'm like, this doesn't even really taste that good. But it's like, I don't know. It's like.
Mountain Dew is a problem.
It's like my own personal crap.
It's the one pop I have the hardest time giving up.
Yeah.
Every time I give a pop. But then when I drink one after I give it up for a long time, it's so syrupy. And
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But then after a couple, I'm like, ugh.
Like, even when I randomly have one and I'm like totally accustomed to it, but I'll like randomly have one and I'm like, this is kind of gross. But it's like, it's my thing.
Do you know who's I love when it's like nice and crisp out the fountain?
Coke or Pepsi? Dr. Pepper.
No, Mountain Dew. Who's Mountain Dew?
Oh, who?
Oh, you get one guess. Who has the crispest Mountain Dew?
I'm trying to think of Mountain Dew. It's got to be. Frickers? I don't.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Oh my God! Why did
come
I
come on? You even say how crispy their Baja Blast is.
Why did I not think?
I thought you would get it.
Taco Bell is literally like the home of Mountain Dew. I don't know why.
I know, and we eat a lot, guys. We eat a lot of Taco Bell. How did you not get that?
I am a Taco Bell.
We like the TB.
get that TB.
But I can't believe you didn't guess that. It's so crisp, guys. Go get yourself Taco Bell Mountain Dew.
Oh my God, I can't believe. We need to start over. I've never been more disappointed in myself than I am right now. Like, honestly, all my moments of training and hard work are for nothing.
It's like one of the only places I get Mountain Dew from too, when I do get it.
So, I feel like I just fucked up like a trick at the Olympics. Like, I'm not okay.
It happens. Maybe we're just sleepy. We've had a long week. So you guys hear this on Monday, but we record at the end of our week. So we can fill you guys in on what happened, but we're always so tired.
I know. Usually we get together, like, I don't know.
Lately, it's been Fridays.
Like, yeah, like Thursday nights, but lately it's been Fridays because we've just had always something going on. Aiko wasn't even originally going to come over earlier.
Yeah, so our babysitter came down with a tummy bug, and then my son woke up this morning puking, and I was like, oh my God, like, it's contagious. And we just had one 2 weeks ago, so I was like, you know, you don't have to come over because I don't want you to get sick, but me and my boyfriend feel fine, and he wasn't willing to record an episode with me, and I got all butt hurt and was like whining to Kelly saying I had to do it alone, and she's like, oh, come over.
I didn't say it in that tone though.
She didn't, but she's like, I work with you, so what's the difference?
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, whatever, I'll take one for the team. It's all for you guys, so
we know you enjoy the both of us. Okay, so my week. Let's see.
She's looking at her to think about this.
No, guys, I have stories for you. Oh my God. Like new adventures in the bedroom. Like, oh my God. But I can't share them because I need our downloads to go up due to switching hosts, like we talked about before, and because we want more people to listen. So I think everybody should share, tell your friends, tell your coworkers, tell anybody who will listen to Advice or Sex to come listen to our podcast, because I would love to share what I've been doing in my bedroom that is insanely arousing and new for us.
But it's got to be worth the embarrassment and for, you know, whatever, like, because we're like sharing very personal things.
And it involves every single hole.
So we've decided, yeah.
All holes.
Yeah, we've decided that the more views and likes and shares and things that we get for the podcast, we're gonna get raunchier.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a plan. We'll share raunchier stories the more that
and I might
we get downloads.
I might end up having some soon coming up too. That
well, I was thinking too, like the more downloads we get, we can eventually share the craziest places we've actually had sex, because we haven't done that yet.
Yeah,
and mine is like a place you should never have sex. I don't know how I never got caught. And so I can't share that with you guys till we get more downloads. I want it
there's a couple
to be
adventures.
Special.
Yeah, there's a couple adventures that I'm trying to go on sometime soon. So we'll see.
She's about to not be celibate no more. But I did have a great week. I just, oh my God. We had sex 3 nights in a row. And then I'll just give you guys a little snippet. I won't tell you the details. We need more downloads so they can... The details can be shared.
The details are so good, too.
I know, they're juicy. We had sex 3 nights in a row. And then... The fourth night, I was like, listen, she needs a break. Like, kitties need to rest. So then we take one night off, and then the next night, we're back at the same thing.
Oh, my God.
I will say. That I think I love it for us because, like, a lot of
relationships. Do you love that for you?
Because I don't think there's a such thing as a honeymoon stage ending. I think that there's, like... You get comfortable and, you just get more comfortable, so you're not as, like, shy and bashful and everything's, like,
right.
New.
But you still gotta keep it spicy.
But, yeah, like, our sex life keeps getting better and better. And most people, when they're, the longer they're together, it kind of, like, can fizzle.
Mm-hmm.
We have the complete opposite, which is wonderful, but, like, I love our relationship.
That's how it should be, like, exploring more things together, just finding out new things that you like. It's like a learning process. It's
fun. Yeah. Never. And.
Never stop trying to learn about your partner.
Right. To top it off, I got pregnant very, very quickly in this relationship.
Yes.
So we had a very hard time with our sex life when I got a big old belly. And then we had to wait so long after Lincoln came. And then, TMI, I had a bleeding problem for the first, 5 months of his life.
Yeah.
And then I had surgery.
I know. She had a rough time.
So, our sex life started out a little rough,
But the sex life was so good in the beginning. They pulled a goalie almost immediately. So, love that.
Yes. But now it's just getting better and better. I forgot where I was going with that. But, yeah. I think it might be maybe because... I don't even know. We started this relationship so backwards, and it is just flourishing.
As it should.
Yeah. Never let your relationships die, guys. Unless, like, you're really not happy. That's different.
Unless it's a shitty relationship, and then, like, that motherfucker bury itself like I did.
Mm. Okay. So I'm going to take a drink of wine.
I'm going to drink some Kickstart. This is...
I've been getting feedback from people I personally know that I am quite the funny character when I drink wine and record.
She really is. I enjoy it.
And so I thought I queued up. And
she's drunk and I'm smacked.
I wasn't gonna say that. So she's chill and I'm like, boo. I did get feedback, not in a bad way from last episode, but that you could tell Kelly's just like chilling and talking. And then I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
You know, I was just letting her have her moment, letting her be the little star that she is.
So I apologize if I was too much last
week. We're not sorry. We don't apologize.
True. This is our podcast. People choose to listen to us.
Yes. It was funny and I enjoyed it. So.
Okay.
I wasn't upset, and that's the only thing that matters.
And I apologize 100 times.
I know. I was just like, shut up. It's fine. Like,
okay. So today's little conversation we have, it's not going to be like terribly long, although we do end up making them long anyways. But we just wanted to kind of go over the five love languages with you guys.
A lot of people, I was surprised. There was like a lot of people that didn't even know what they were.
Okay, but like,
that was
call
you.
Me out.
No, but I wasn't going to say names, but
I knew. Okay, clearly I know there's, I always say, I've said my whole life, like, that. Ooh, that's my love language. But like, I didn't know that there were five specific love languages.
I love like anything and everything that's like psychology and therapy. Like, I just love.
So do I. So I'm surprised I didn't know.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. But like, I love learning about like why people are the way they are and why they do the things they do and what they need and just like things that shape us and make us who we are.
Right. So.
So let's get into it.
There are five. For those of you that do not know, like I didn't know until a couple months ago, you have physical touch, you have acts of service, you have receiving gifts, words of affirmation, and quality time. Those are your five love languages. So, with that being said, which one? I sound like a game show host.
I know.
Which one? All right. Which one do you need the most, and which one do you feel like you need the least?
I feel like, so physical touch is definitely like number one for me.
Well, you're a Scorpio.
I am a Scorpio. I just need, and I'm not like, it doesn't, not even like in a sexual way either, just like having somebody like hold my hand or like touch my face or just like, I don't know.
Be
like,
next to you. Touching
me,
you in some way.
Yeah, hug me, be next to me. Literally have like their hand on my leg. Just anything and everything. Like I just, physical touch, it makes me feel like I'm not alone. And I think that's probably like why. I don't know. I feel like that's why I'm so into that one. That's why it's my favorite.
Guys, don't be going on a date with her and touching her right away though. She'll smack you.
Yeah. I was gonna say I have to be comfortable with you. But I think the reason my physical touch though is so big to me is because I think I don't let a lot of people touch me. I don't like most
that people. One creepy client. She's got this one client that always touches her shoulder and he's so weird.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I have to like back up as I'm tucking him in. But I think it's because I isolate myself so much. I spend a lot of time alone, like purposely, and I, you know, don't let very many people close to me. So it kind of makes sense that like my love language, the thing that I need most from my partner that I trust and love, is the thing that I usually stray away from in life. Like,
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's like I'm not getting it out of anybody else or like life because that's something that I don't want from like just anybody, but like if I really trust you and I like, you know, let you in, let my walls down for you, like I just want to be like held.
Touch me. I want to be dirty. Okay, sorry.
Rocky.
Which one do you? I don't want to say need the least, but need like the one the, you just don't care for the most.
The least important to me.
Yeah.
It's definitely gifts. I'm not like, I mean, I everybody loves gifts. It's nice. I like handmade, like thoughtful gifts that come from like the heart. But like gifts themselves, I don't need that, I think, really.
I feel like that's like, I think if that's somebody's top thing, that there's something deeper or they are just selfish or like me, which I can be that way sometimes. But
I don't think gifts should be the number one. A gift or whatever, but I think that's the thing in my relationship that I need the least. Like, it's nice to have a gift every now and then or something like that or whatever, but
I mean,
it's not a requirement.
Well, I'm going to agree with you. The one I need the least is gifts. It's just not, it's not the top for me. It's definitely the very bottom. If I were to rank them, I 100% agree with it. I have two tops. What?
I'm trying to like whisper to her.
Blooper.
I'm trying to whisper to her because her top one that I know is her top one is quality time.
Oh yes. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. So I have two that are like hand in hand. Like the two, like I can't rank one or the other. And if I have to, it's like slightly over. It is quality time. I'm a needy bitch. Like everybody knows that I'm a Cancer. I am needy. But alongside needy is physical touch. Like I can be needy and want your attention, but you have to be touching me. So they go hand in hand. But I just like attention. You were mouthing quality time and my tipsy ass was not picking it up.
I know, she's like, what? I'm like literally 5 inches away from her face. And she's like, huh?
All right. So now that you know the ones we need the most and the least, I wanted to explain what all of them are for you that didn't know. All right. So like we said, mine is quality time, which I mean, it's pretty obvious what it means, but I'm going to tell you guys anyways what definition I read. And it was that it's love and affection through undivided attention. Duh. Of course it is. Yeah. the person feels loved when they are, hold on. The person feels loved by you if you are present and you are focused on them and there are no like outside distractions. Like they're not watching TV. They're not on their phone. My boyfriend is so guilty of this. I will literally be in the middle of a fucking conversation with him. He will look at the TV for 2 seconds and I'm like, hello. And he's like, huh? I'm like, seriously? He's like, what did you say?
That's me. I am
talking to you first. Oh, I know it's you. It's you with your phone. So I imagine it's you with the TV.
I am no better than a man. I literally have the attention span of a goldfish. Like
it's something. Oh God. All right. I'm gonna go into physical touch since that was another one for me, and that is Kelly's. I mean, that one's just self-explanatory. It does not have to be sex. It can literally be through any sort of touching, like rubbing your arm, playing with your hair. God, I love my hair played with. Oh, holding your hand on the thigh, playing footsie. Like, literally anything that involves touching. It's physical touch. That definition's pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. And then, so, you know, so the words of affirmation is another one. I honestly would probably rank this one pretty high and... I'm not going to lie to you guys. I can be a pretty damn insecure person. Mm-hmm. So words of affirmation is just something that I need. Mm-hmm. I need it.
I was going to say, and I kind of like, I battle between, so like physical touch is my number one. And then like words of affirmation and quality time are like struggling for number two, because both of those, I feel like I just want to rank them together because those are both...
Right, like, just, you know, write me a sweet text, like, just middle of the day text me or call me and just, like, I love you or you're beautiful. Like, it just is so, literally, you see me, like, at work when he says random stuff to me, I'm like, oh.
She just lights up.
Like, it can literally make somebody's day. So, it's definitely higher up there just because, I mean, I know men need it too, but as a woman, I just feel like it's definitely something that just makes you feel better.
I have, like... super intense abandonment issues, and because of that, like, words of affirmation is genuinely, it's so important to me because I need, like, to be reassured. I just need to know that I'm, like, safe with you and that you're not gonna, like, just leave me.
I sometimes think it's the water signs in us too.
I probably but like I just like, I need, I don't know, I just need to be reminded that you're not gonna just leave me, because
I mean, I don't have those issues, and I completely feel the same way. I'm always like, do you love me? Do you want to be with me? Like, okay, we bought a house together. Of course I love you. Of course I want to be with you. But do you still love me? Like, he can be mad at his game, and I'm like, do you love me? Are you playing those love games?
What if one day he was just like, nah, I changed my mind?
He does sometimes, because he's like, why do you keep asking me that? Like, because you're mad. He's like, but am I mad at you? No. Okay.
We are such sensitive little crybabies. I can't. I'm the same way.
But I mean, he does. There isn't a day that he doesn't compliment me.
It's so funny though, because I have like two different modes. I have like my tough bitch, boss bitch, I don't need anybody mode.
Which was you? I think that was you like two days ago or something.
Probably.
You were like, fuck this person, fuck that, I don't need this. And then today you're like, oh, I'm talking to so and so. Huh?
I know. Today I'm like the little watery eye emoji where it's just like, love me.
But no. No, I think everybody deserves words of affirmation.
It's because like, so like the me and that's built walls and very guarded and whatever is like the, it's like the soft, or like, yeah, the tough me or whatever. But then like the other side of me is very, I think it's my true self.
Sorry.
Very, I need attention and want to feel loved and important and whatever. And it's like, me. Okay. I've been feeling extra me lately. I'm just like, somebody love me.
Guys, before we started recording, she had a breakdown and then I was crying. I was watching In the Dark. It's one of my favorite shows.
I literally was sobbing in the car on the way over here because a song came on. I'm just going to be totally honest with you guys. A song came on that was like one of me and my long-term ex's songs. And like, it's like one of those things, like, you know how like you can be over somebody and be like, I know I'm not good with them and I don't like want to be with them anymore because like, you know what I mean? Like where it's like the feelings are gone, but then like memories and stuff come back and then you just like get emotional.
I speak through songs as do you.
Yeah. Like
I get it.
I was going to say sending me music is like one of my love languages, especially how you feel. I love being sent songs that's like, oh, this reminds me of you, or like, oh, this is like how I feel about you. I live for that shit.
I'll feel that way about one particular song, because if we ever were to split up, there is a song that would make me like bawl. That's because when we first got together, he you have to know my boyfriend to know he's, I don't know, not the most romantic guy. He's more like goofy. But he sent me a song and he's like, this makes me think of you. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, yeah. Sensitive me. And I love that song to this day. And I would be absolutely devastated if I ever heard it when we were to split up.
Yeah.
Because he's just not, he's romantic in a really weird way. I can't describe it.
As most men are, but you know, it is.
He loves me. He takes me on dates. He tries. He just, mm-hmm. he's goofy. Okay. Anyways. Okay. So acts of service. I think that one is also pretty like self-explanatory, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you what that is as well. And it's when someone feels loved, when someone else does something nice for them. So like cleans the house, runs errands, goes to the grocery, does the dishes, like does something for them. I appreciate that stuff, but it doesn't make me feel loved.
Yeah.
When I work Saturdays and he's home and he like cleans something or something, it's like, oh, I appreciate that. But it's not like, oh my God, you love me so much, you clean the house. Like, I just don't feel that way.
Right. I feel
like that stuff's supposed to be a 50-50 split anyways.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like, it's like, it makes you appreciate the person more, and it makes you be like, oh, like, I don't know.
It makes you know you're not with a bum. That's honestly how I feel.
Yeah, like, it makes you...
Like, I appreciate the stuff, but it's not a way to tell me you love me by cleaning the house. I just don't... Or going to the store for me. I just don't... I'm not bashing anybody that it's their number one, but it's just not.
I mean, we all express and like feel emotions and love differently, so it's totally normal. And if that is your thing,
I mean, I'm a super appreciative of it.
That's actually, I think that's our bosses is what is it again?
Acts of service.
Acts of service. It is.
I forgot.
Yeah, I was gonna say our boss. That's her like love language.
Sorry.
She listens.
She does listen. I'm gonna get crap about this one.
No, I mean, it's totally
to each their own.
Yeah, everybody has different. I mean, there's probably a lot of, I think I know a few people whose acts of service is their thing.
But I'd rather be touched or told I'm pretty or you spend time with me than to clean something.
Yeah. I think one of my mom's top ones is acts of service too, because I noticed like my dad always does like these little, it's like he does like these little handyman type chores and just like the lawn care, like it's all these like things after working like full days, like long days, like hard at work. My dad does really hard outdoor work. And like he comes home and he's like, you know, already like soaked in sweat and everything, and he'll come home and just like do all these things around the house,
all the things, everything.
All these things, you know, that help my mom out. And I don't know,
I think it's super like I think it's I don't even know the word I'm looking for. I appreciate it so much. Like, yeah. It takes stuff off of me of doing or whatever. It's just,
I could see. I don't know,
it's not a way of telling me you love me. It's a way of telling me you care about our home.
But it does make sense, though. Like, for, like, people that have, like, a lot of, like, crazy stuff going on or whatever. And, like, they just have all these things, like, that they have to get done. I can see, like, having
that. I mean, it shows you that the person loves you by being like, okay, I see this, do you need this?
Yeah.
Or, oh, I see you're stressed out, let me do this for you. Like, I get that.
Well, I mean, and that's what I'm saying. I think the people that like probably need like the most help or whatever, like that's probably a top one for them, I'm assuming.
I always think today was like an act of service for me because, you know, Lincoln's sick and Aaron worked from home watching him today while I went and worked like a half day. But I mean, it's almost, it's his kid, so we should watch him, but like, you know, he's
trying to work.
He found
too.
Out late last night, and yeah. So it was just like I don't even know if it is an act of service. It's just like something that like, okay, like we love each other, we're gonna figure out what to do to make sure we both can try to get some work done, but that Lincoln's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if that even went with that. I don't know.
No, I think it, no, I think it falls into that category, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's always picking up my daughter from school for me.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to do that, and he does, and that is an act of service, and I mean, it definitely makes me like, oh my God, I love you, because you're doing something for my kid who you treat like your own.
It's just something we appreciate, you know? It's
but
just,
yeah, I appreciate acts of service more than I would consider it a love language
for me. Just
doesn't
make us cream our panties.
Correct. Ooh, but touching me does. anyway, so the last one, our least one needed, is receiving gifts. And to me, I originally thought this definition was like, oh, just give me this, give me that. Oh, you're giving me this. But then I looked into it, and it made me think a little bit differently about it, because receiving gifts, like, it's not only the person is, like, thankful that they're getting the gift, but, like, it's not the gift itself. Mm-hmm. It's the, like you kind of said earlier, it's the thought behind it. Like,
you,
oh, I thought of you, so I got you this. Or, mm-hmm. Oh, I thought of you, so I made you this. Like, it made me not dislike this one so much, because I was like, I never thought about it that way. I never thought to be like, oh, you got me this because it made you think of me, not because you needed to get me a gift. You right. thought of me and you're like, I want to get you that.
I think like if it's going to be a gift that I'm like, I really want, it's probably going to be a gift that's buying something that is to go spend quality time.
Yeah.
Like probably, like, you know, like an actual like event type situation, like where we
Morgan Wallen concert.
Yeah, like you. Oh, like you. Yeah, a Morgan Wallen concert. Cough, cough. If anybody wants to gift me that, I'll go with whoever. I don't care. Just take me.
That's your man.
That's my man. But I don't know. Just
I look at gifts different than I did. Until literally this week.
I was gonna say yeah, because it could mean, you know, different types of things. It doesn't always have to be like
diamond
bracelets. And
in the beginning of a relationship, when he would have a bad day, I would bring him home Reese cups.
Aww.
Because it's his favorite candy, and it was just like, here's something sweet to make you feel better. And I mean, it low key is a love language that I just wasn't aware I was doing, and it was because I wanted to make him feel better. But then, you know, there came physical touch afterwards.
That's so cute.
I mean, I really think everyone does all five without realizing they do all five. If you're, you know, that type of person. I do all five of them.
I mean, yeah. I was gonna say, and that's the thing is, like, having, like, a main one, like, how physical touch is mine, that doesn't mean that I don't want or appreciate the others. It just means that that's, like, the most important to me.
You want to get to my heart, do my top one.
Exactly.
What?
I was just gonna say, I think it's important if you're with somebody or if you're trying to get to know somebody, you should really educate them on what the five love languages are, and you should ask them what's their favorite one. And I remember I asked somebody this. It's somebody that, you know, that I'm friends with, but I asked them during our, like, I think it was during, yeah, it was in our original, when we had started the podcast, it was the original set of questions that we had asked some people.
Didn't they say, I don't know what those are?
No, we asked them what the, you know, which was their most needed love language. And I remember the guy that I had asked, he was like, you know, nobody's ever asked me that before. Let me get back with you. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it's actually, like, something people like being asked, and, like, even guys, like, I feel like they appreciated somebody caring enough about them and their feelings to ask that. So
I mean, I think that it is important to know what somebody's, like, top love languages, and if you can't fulfill that for them, then it's not going to work. So I definitely think it is a good
yeah, and it's
conversation,
like, it's not
in the
to
beginning.
Say, like, and if somebody, if, like, the person that you're interested in or, like, your partner has a different love language than you, that doesn't mean that you guys aren't meant to be together. It doesn't mean that you guys can't work. It just means that you guys need to know each other's love languages so that way you can tend to your partner's needs. Because, I mean, that's the whole point of a partnership. So,
yeah, I know. Okay, I'm going to go off topic here for a second. I know we may or may not have touched briefly on love languages because we did ask people mm-hmm. what their top ones were. And I think we may have already discussed what people said the most. We just haven't actually done a full episode on it.
Yeah.
We did do that though, right?
Yeah, I think we did talk about it a smidge.
I think a lot of people's least though, if I can remember correctly, because my brain is mush and I know this is only like episode 15, but here we are. I think the least was gifts for like everybody.
Yeah, I think most people said gifts because I feel like a lot of people are just like, you know, it's a more.
But a lot of people's top ones were like all the other four. There wasn't one that was more than the other. Like a lot of people picked different things for their first one.
You know what I was shocked by though? A lot of people said that physical touch was like in their lower categories.
Ew, like, you prudes.
there was only like a few.
Touch me.
There was only a few people that were like, yeah, physical touch is my number one, like how I felt. And I was like, damn. And like the ones that I did ask that it was like physical touch was their top, they were men. So I was like, am I like a dude? Like
my boyfriend's is touch. That is his number one. For sure.
I need it.
Sorry guys, I was looking through my notes to see if I had written anything down about this and I cannot find it. But I do remember we asked, oh well, who knows where it's at. We did ask everybody that question, but we wanted to do an episode that was in that went more in depth with it. So
yes.
I hope hope you appreciated us talking about it. But now, we make her choke on her drink.
And she's like a, like in the beginning of like a movie where it's like, no.
No, no, no.
In Jurassic World.
Oh my God. Oh my God, guys.
Here we go.
I am so pumped about this movie.
I know. All the originals.
It's not even just the original. I mean, it is the originals, but fucking Chris Pratt. Like, I just want to sit on his face.
God.
I am in love with this man.
I'm over here excited about the OGs and she's like, Chris Pratt.
I gotta stare at him again while he messes with dinosaurs.
I really loved Chris Pratt. I don't know why my mouth said
Pratt?
That. I know his name and my mouth was like I'm really smacked. I knew what his name was, I swear. But I liked Chris Pratt and like chubby Chris Pratt, but
I like all Chris Pratt.
Then I found out like stuff about him and I was just like,
he does no wrong. We won't talk about it. Like, he's, I mean, if you look at my type, I mean, come on. He's my type.
He is her type.
He's my typical type.
Chubby, funny Chris Pratt is my type. So
he was still my type then. He's definitely just more my type now. But I just
know she likes them chiseled, pretty, pretty boys. I'm not.
My boyfriend now is lanky.
Lanky.
No, I am so excited. You guys all should go watch it when it does come out. When did I forget? And it's June. Is it June?
Something like that.
I remember in the Super Bowl. Guys, just so you know though too, we were that halftime show was bomb. Oh my god, Eminem is fine as fuck, but we
50 Cent looked good. I thought,
I can't even talk about that because people have been so mean about him.
I know,
but we texted that night, we were so devastated. Our boys put up such a good fight.
Really,
I feel
did.
Like we should have won, but you know, that's, yeah, ask anybody. I mean, I guess it would be up for debate. You got to be, Bengals fans are going to argue we should have.
That flag was bullshit.
But.
Period.
I mean, it just, we were sad, but we still love our boys. And I mean, we're going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Anyways, I know we're all over the place again.
Okay.
All right, so actually
ready?
Now.
Okay.
Oh, I just broke up with my boyfriend. I don't know why I always think of that particular part when somebody says that.
I know.
I love those movies. Okay, sidetracked again. We're going to... All right, so I really want to get these Bad Choices games out of the way because, guys, I bought a new game, and I'm so pumped for it.
Oh, my God, the questions are so good.
I sent Kelly a couple of the questions over because I was like, I need to... So it's actually a couples game, but
we're basically a couple.
We're a we.
But for
podcast purposes, I bought the couples edition because it makes us answer relationship questions, and that's what we're here to do pretty much on this podcast.
Yes.
But we can't play it. Well, we can, but I'm refraining from playing it until we finish our other game. But we have... Do you see that stack? We got a lot of cards left.
Mm-hmm. Out with the old, in with the new. We got this.
We might have to do another whole episode on just this game so we can get it done.
I would love to, it would be fun to do another episode where it's just games the whole time. I would totally do that.
And then I don't have to like focus on all this work.
Yeah, we can literally just bullshit and have fun. I think we're going to do that again.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and get started.
Oh, and don't forget, if you do enjoy YouTube, go subscribe to my vlog. Because I am having so much fun.
At first I was like, go support her blog, and she was like, I wasn't gonna say anything.
But now it's growing faster than I planned for it to grow. So now I'm like, okay, go subscribe.
Now she's over here name dropping. She's like, oh, go subscribe.
Well, I found a bunch of videos I want to do. Like, I want to play this game called Truth or Drink. Want to play other games on there. Yeah. Or like where you, like, I want to play a trivia and then you buy everything off of like Taco Bell's menu and you play trivia against somebody and whoever gets it wrong has to eat that whole item. Ooh. It's just like, I want to do more fun things with it outside of cleaning my house and going shopping.
Honestly, like, her vlog is so cute. You guys really need to check it out.
And
though,
my kids are on there. It's just, it's literally...
It's like the day
my
in,
life
day
in a
in
vlog.
Yeah, it's so good.
Except for my job. I don't put my job in there too often.
I was going to say, and her man makes some guest appearances and whatever, and they have really cute like videos. It's really fun to watch.
We are busting our asses on that right now.
Yeah.
But the podcast is my number one baby, so I work very hard on her too. Hence why we switched hosts, and she's actually doing so much better. Anyways, okay, on to our game. Not that you guys cared about all of that information.
They did.
Oh. Okay. Have you ever, oh my God, have you ever fallen asleep during sex?
No. I feel like, did we ask this before?
No. Fall asleep? No.
Yeah, I thought we did. Okay, but no, I haven't.
That would be so awful. I've been woken up, but I mean, I'm not going to fall asleep with a dick in my vagina.
Well, I've like had sex and then like they were still like laying on top of me and then we kind of like fell asleep like holding each other.
But you weren't like actively getting fucked and then just
no, like we like had sex, finished, but he was still in me. And
that's too much. No, get off of me and let me go to sleep.
And then I don't know, physical touch.
Oh my god, pull a card.
She's like, I'm done with you. Have you ever had more than 5 1 night stands?
No, I usually date the people I sleep with. There, I've literally had two. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Let me see.
I have a list somewhere.
I don't know.
But I don't. I know just there's only two that I haven't, like, either been friends with benefits with or.
Yeah.
Dated.
I was saying, I view one night stand as, like, you meet somebody and, like, immediately, like, fuck and then never talk again. So I feel like that's a one night stand.
Yeah.
By definition.
But no. Definitely not 5.
I was gonna say, nah, same.
It's too many. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to hit the keyboard and not pull a card. Okay. Have you ever taken a... Have you ever taken a call or texted during sex?
Yeah. I think I've had to. It was like emergency or something like that.
A call?
I think so. I know I for sure have in some course of the last decade.
I have not done that, but my boyfriend, we were having sex one morning and he answered his phone mid fuck and just carried on his conversation like he was not inside of me. Then I'm like, that was so weird. Don't do that again.
Oh my god. Would you slap your mom in the face for $500?
No, because the woman almost broke my nose one time, so no.
Yeah, no, I'm not slapping my mom. At least not for $500. It'd have to be, like, way more than that, and then I'd split the money with her.
For smacking her?
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather know... I don't even want to ask this. Would you rather know when you're going to die... or how you're going to die? Did we ask this?
No.
Okay.
When or how?
I'd rather just know when.
I don't want to know either.
I mean, I don't either, but if you got to pick one, I'd just rather know when so I can live my life up to that point. Don't tell me how I'm going to die because I'm going to have anxiety.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't
the anxiety would be worse knowing, like, how.
I don't want to know how, especially if it's, like, something bad.
Because then I wouldn't want to live, yeah, like, a fun life if... You know, you're like, oh, you drown. I'm like, oh my god, I'm never going swimming again.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. That that question was disgusting.
Disgusting.
It was deep.
Are your parents disappointed in you? Why are we hitting like the depressing questions?
Well, I don't talk to my dad that much, so he can't be, or he has no reason to be. I think he's actually proud of me. Good. I don't know. And no, my mom is not.
That's good.
She doesn't approve of everything I do, but I mean, she does even listen to this podcast. She totally supports everything. I just get a from her.
I was going to say, yeah, my parents are proud of me and I think for the most part support everything I do, but you know, I still have shenanigans and they're just like shaking their heads at me, but for the most part, it's all good.
Have you ever woken up next to someone you didn't know?
No.
Me either. I ain't like that.
I would be scared if that happened to me.
I'm like, where am I?
Okay. Would you rather be rich than happy?
No. Because I'm constantly talking about how my happiness is so important to me.
Yeah. I mean...
you need money to, pay your bills, but no. If I'm rich and miserable, no.
I mean, but part of me, like, I feel like I'm not, like, super stoked right now. So it's, like, part of me is, like, I'd rather be rich and feel, like, the way I feel now than just be...
But if I could become happy and not be rich, that'd be fine.
Yeah, if I had a chance to be happy, I'd take it. But if I mean, if we're comparing how I feel now to being rich, I'm gonna be fucking rich, because...
Have you ever blamed your shit for...
We do this all the time.
And our boss is going to call us out after she listens. Have you ever blamed your shit personality on your zodiac sign?
Oops.
Guys, we talk about zodiac signs every day at work. Every day.
Oh.
I'm a crybaby Cancer, and she's...
I'm a savage Scorpio. Yeah. Or wait, no, scary Scorpio. Our boss said I'm a scary Scorpio.
But you are savage, too. But no, we definitely blame our zodiac signs on our personalities.
That wasn't me. That was Patricia.
Oh, I didn't even need to ask that question, but it was so funny because it is something we both do every day.
Oh, this is stupid. Would you date somebody just because they have a nice car?
No.
No.
You gotta have a good personality.
I don't give a fuck what you have or don't have.
Oh my god, would you marry for money?
No, I'm not. Anna Nicole over here. Well, this is obvious. Have you ever worn a slutty Halloween costume?
Oh god, yeah. I wore a freaking brawl to Boo and the Berg 1 year. I was so I looked hot.
She's hot now.
But I wore a bra with like the shortest shorts I've ever put on and some stockings. I was a Minnie Mouse.
I'm a mouse. Duh. Literally.
I was cute.
You are cute. Okay. But I could see you doing that.
Would you let your partner have sex with their celebrity crush without consequences?
Only if I also get to have
sex. That's what I was going to say. Well, can I have sex with Chris Pratt?
Yeah. Like, stop. I was going to say, if it's like an exchange or if it's like a celebrity crush that's also my celebrity crush, and then we can just tag team that bitch. Have you ever accidentally texted somebody on purpose? That's so embarrassing.
So I've sent a text on purpose and then said, oh my god, I wasn't supposed to send that to you. Yes I've done that.
I've done that.
Mainly to exes.
I've done that too. And I've also texted somebody before and then been like the next day, like, sorry, I was drunk. But I wasn't drunk. I was just like calculating.
Oh, usually if I do that, I really am drunk. And then I'm like, oh my god, why the fuck did I say that to him?
I mean, but I've definitely sent drunk texts before. But I remember one time I did text somebody. And I was not drunk, but like I literally texted them because I wanted to say this thing to them, but like without, you know, whatever, having consequences. So like the next day I'm like, oh my god, I was drunk, sorry. But I wasn't.
My favorite drunk text to send are selfies, and I'm always on the toilet when I do it. A porta potty or a bar bathroom or my, like, if I'm going to send somebody a text, it's going to be a selfie of me peeing. But all you can see is my face, but you can see the toilet behind me. I don't know. But that is my go-to picture. And I know people that listen to this have received those pictures. Because I can see what cities and states listen to this podcast.
We love a drunk toilet queen.
At least I look cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Your answer is no.
Oh, God.
Would you allow someone with a foot fetish to lick your foot for $50?
No.
I know. It's not enough money for you.
Fucking touch my feet.
I would.
Have you ever been cut off at a bar?
No.
Neither have I.
I think I've shared the story where I have been carried out of a bar by a bouncer. Yes. But I have never been cut off.
Neither have I.
Right. We got a couple of these left. We'll do these. Okay. Have you ever sharded yourself? Because I couldn't even read the question out. Have you ever sharded yourself?
Sharded? I haven't sharded myself, but I've definitely shit myself like when I was sick.
You've never shit farted?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I've when I've been sick, I've like accidentally, you know.
Okay, the guys.
Have you sharted?
Yes, I've told you. This is so embarrassing. So one of my old salons I used to work at, we did this toenail trim event. And we were just standing there waiting on dogs to come get their nails trimmed. And I was like, ooh, my stomach hurts. Like, I think I need to fart. So I kind of walked away and I pushed a little bit and then I squeezed real quick. Like, oh my God, I felt the warmth. And I ran to the bathroom and there was shit all in my underwear. And I was like, oh my God. And all in my shorts that were underneath my work pants. And I had to take them both off, shove them in a bag and go completely commando. Looked over at my boss and was like, I just fucking sharted myself. And I got stuck at the event till it was over. She would not let me leave. But yes. Sharted myself for a work event.
I'm just picturing, though, because, like, if you guys know how strenuous and annoying, like, clipping dog's nails are, like, I'm just picturing, though, like if she hadn't have walked away to do it and she was, like, in the middle of, like, hunched over, like, clipping a dog's toenails and just, like, shit herself.
That might be one of... I know I've done it more than that, but that is the one time that sticks out to me.
Genuinely, though, I'm sorry. I don't care who is listening. If you say that you have never shit yourself or sharted yourself, you're fucking lying.
Yeah. Because
everybody has shit themselves at some point or another. Like, it just...
When you feel that hot fart brewing and you're like, okay, just push a little and the fart might come out and you shit yourself. It happens.
Oh my God. But yeah, especially if you're like an adult. That's so funny. I don't think I've ever tried to fart into myself, but I've definitely like crapped my pants while sick. So
that's better than just shitting yourself at an event. Okay.
Yes.
Pull a card. I'm embarrassed.
No, it happens to all of us. Have you ever FaceTimed somebody naked? Yes.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if we didn't live together or if I was on vacation, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
Okay.
Sorry, guys, I yawned. Have you given or received a blowjob this month?
No, sadly.
I gave one last night.
Love that.
I've probably had a penis in my mouth, like, 6 times this week. No, not really.
That's hot.
There's not even been 6 days yet.
Oh my God. Would you watch your parents have sex for
$25,000? No. I've caught my mom and her not know, but no, I would never watch that. That is so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable.
No, thank God. Oh no.
I can't. Okay, for listener download purposes, I cannot answer this. This is only a question for you, although it's going to give it away. Have you had anal sex in the past year?
In the past year. Well, it's a new year, but so like, we'll just say like in last year.
February to February.
Yes.
Oh, that's your question. Okay, guys, I have, but can't give you any juicy details. I need more downloads.
Would you rather have sex with one of your parents' best friends than smell like a bag of urine for a month? Yes, because my dad has a friend that he works with that's really hot. A couple, actually.
I mean, I slept with my cousin's best friend. But my parents, that's like sleeping with a 60 to 70 year old man. I can't. I don't smell like urine either, though.
You don't like older people, do you?
My friends with benefits was lots older than me, my ex is older than me.
My parents have a lot of friends that are younger than them, so like in their 40s.
If my parents had a younger friend, the answer is yes.
Okay.
Because, you know, like I said, I fucked my cousin's best friend. that was set up. He wanted us together. That wasn't a secret to anybody. Okay. Anyways. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed us talking about love languages and babbling on about life. This podcast is definitely to help give you advice and give you our opinions, but also just to ramble and talk about our lives.
Yes.
We do it at work, but it's nice to get together outside of work and do it.
for everybody to hear.
Yeah. Me and her actually might go to lunch together when this episode comes out because we don't get that time together and my son and daughter will be not with me. Yes. So I'll have some alone time for lunch. I am excited.
And she wants to spend it with me.
I do. I have an OB appointment that is kind of crucial for some things going on. So I decided I wanted to have a lunch date with my other half.
Yes.
Afterwards.
We're a we. We're a unit. We're a pair. Yes. Simpatico. Yes.
It's a we. All right. Anyways. So please make sure you rate and review and subscribe and tell your friends so I can share some juicy, sexy time stories with you guys. Yeah. We can, I mean, it is called The Raunchy Truth. We will get raunchy. We just need to hit a little more downloads. And the more we hit, the more we share. We can go all the way back to when our raunchy sex started. Like we can, I can, good God, I've got some fucking stories and I will share them with you guys.
Yes.
If you want to know. Or give you some more advice.
And
either way.
Yeah, and I might have some new stories, so we'll see.
but if you have any questions or anything... I'm annoying. If you have any questions or anything you want us to talk about, feel free to email us at theraunchytruth@gmail.com. There also is now going to be sometimes questions or polls in our descriptions. So don't forget to like... answer those for us. We would highly appreciate that. But you're also more than welcome to email us. And then there is always the Instagram, which is The Raunchy Truth. You can DM us there. Make sure to follow us. Or our personal pages. Mine is Andy Williams.
Mine is Kelly _ LaChat. LaChat. Please don't butcher it.
Ooh, ooh. Also, guys, the Hustler link is still in our descriptions. If you are needing a sex toy or... lingerie or lube or something that you don't need to personally go there and feel free to please shop our link. I will have it down there underneath the description, but it will be in there. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.